listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the Gospel of John and talk to you about freedom. Here, I'm going to read John chapter 8, starting at verse 33, and I'm going to read all the way through verse 36, where we read. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Some people are pretty good at lying to other people, but often the most damaging lies are the lies that we tell to ourselves. The ability to lie to ourselves is real, and it has a frightening power. Here, Jesus offered real freedom to the Jewish religious leaders, freedom that is found in Jesus himself. But the religious leaders answered back to Jesus and insisted that they had never been in bondage. They claimed to be free and always to have been free, but apparently they forgot about their bondage under the Egyptians, the Persians, the Syrians, and the Romans. This shows us that people can be in bondage and lie to themselves about it. But far worse than their slavery to foreign governments in their past was their present slavery to sin. Slavery to sin is the worst kind of bondage because there's no escape from ourselves. You can't go to a new place and escape slavery to sin because wherever you go, you take yourself with you. The only escape is to be set free by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Here, Jesus made a contrast between freedom in name only and the real freedom he offers in himself. Some people talk about freedom and know something about freedom as an idea, but for them, freedom is really only a word. It's not a fact. I remember reading once about an 82-year-old Christian woman from Hong Kong. She told of her life in mainland China, but she still used a lot of the vocabulary of the communists. The communists called their oppressive revolution the liberation. And once she was asked, "When you were back in China, were you free to gather together with other Christians to worship?" "Oh no," she answered. "Since the liberation, no one is permitted to gather together for Christian services." "But surely you were able to get together in small groups and discuss the Christian faith." "No, we were not," the woman replied. "Since the liberation, all such meetings are forbidden." They asked her, "Were you free to read the Bible?" And this is what she said. "Since the liberation, no one's free to read the Bible." You know, that's a pretty weak liberation, don't you think? The point is clear. Freedom does not consist in the word freedom, or in words themselves, but in a relationship to Jesus Christ through abiding in his word. When the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Is freedom from sin real in your life? Or are you in bondage? Today, draw close to Jesus because he is the one who can set you free. You can't set yourself free. A government can't set you free from sin. A program can't set you free. But Jesus makes us free indeed. Look to him and walk in that freedom today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.